This is Mark Brzozinski in Washington, D.C. There should be no mistake about it. This is an American war. The Americans are attempting to pretend otherwise, but they supply the airplanes. They supply the bombs. In fact, large numbers of so-called smart bombs were sent to Israel just last year, and more are on the way. They supply the political cover, the essential vetoes at the UN Security Council. The world knows that this is an American war, but rarely is it commented so directly about on American television. The only person I've seen doing so was Harold Pinter. He died on the 24th of December, but on a Charlie Rose program that replayed previous commentaries from Pinter, he outlined that the American government was complicitous and responsible for what the Israelis are doing. I myself came to Washington years ago representing the World Jewish Congress. It's outrageous what the Israelis are doing. It's outrageous the way it's being presented in the United States. And it's sad that President-elect Obama hasn't fulfilled the change that's required and spoken up strongly about this. Even in 1982, when the Israelis were invading Lebanon and about to attack Beirut, it was the United States government that stepped in and prevented that. Instead, this time, President Bush, Vice President Cheney, and the President-elect are all looking the other way, legitimizing what the Israelis are doing, making the United States more and more complicitous, more and more culpable. This is Mark Brzozinski in Washington.